And now, for your listening pleasure.
Okay, all of you know what day this is. It is Get Your A-double-S Out of Bed Day, or Out of Your Head Day, and Score. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Senek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. If you want private consultation with me, go to the website heal.me/Carol L. Senek. Today, I want to have you think about how the opinions of others make you feel. Think about that. You know, if you ask someone for an opinion on something, do you fear their answer? It's just an opinion, people. I look at myself in the mirror before leaving the house to meet someone new, and I have the worst opinions of myself and how I look. Oh, if only I didn't have naturally curly hair. If only I didn't have this scar. If only I didn't have whatever. We compare ourselves to others way too much. It isn't fair to yourself to do this. You don't know what others are like at home or without makeup or worse yet, naked. Stop right there. It's time to accept the things you cannot change and work hard on the things that you can. We care too much about irrelevant people. Yesterday, I followed that statement, a similar statement with, are they coming to your funeral? Because if they're not, dump them. Opinions from our family members, our spouses, or our best friends can be painful, though, because we care about them. See where I'm going with that? I want to go back to that phrase, stop allowing irrelevant people to rent space in your head. Whew, that's hard to say. It's time to fix your own thoughts. Someone's opinion is them projecting their thoughts. So fix your own thoughts. They own theirs. You should be keeping this in mind and just shake it off. It will eventually work. It'll work well. First, you need to try it. This is Carolyn Senek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Thank you all so much for living. Thank you. I am not going to edit this. Thank you so much for listening. And that is a wrap, and I'm glad you're alive.